This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Perek Chaf Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The pasuk states that garments such as garments made of wool or linen are susceptible to tuma. Now, raw wool or linen is not yet susceptible to tuma. There's, of course, the whole process. The raw material is turned into threads, which is then loaded onto a loom where the weaving process happens. The Mishnah considers a case in which you have wool or linen threads that are on a loom, and where one section of the threads has already been woven into cloth, and so that section is definitely susceptible to tuma. And a tuma source indeed came into contact with the already woven portion, so without a doubt that is tame. But the question is, what about the connected unwoven threads, and what about the various parts of the loom that this tame woven cloth is loaded onto? Do we say that the as of yet unwoven threads and the various parts of the loom are also tame, based on an argument that they should be considered connected to the tame woven cloth? To properly understand the Mishnah's teaching, we should have a basic familiarity with how a loom works. The essence of the weaving process is that we start by lining up threads right next to each other called the warp threads. And the goal is we want to then take the weft thread and pass that through the warp threads, going over and under every second warp thread. This is repeated throughout the length of the warp threads until a woven garment is produced. The loom facilitates this process in the following way. Warp threads are set onto rollers. You have the Kovet HaElyon roller, which the Rav understands is closer to the weaver, and the Kovet HaTachton, which is the back roller further away from the weaver. The warp threads are set up on those and put through heddles, which are these frames, which have rings in the middle suspended by strings. And one of the heddles lifts, say, all of the even warp threads, and the other heddle lifts all of the odd threads. And thus, the weaver simply lifts one heddle and then takes the weft, passes it through, then lifts the other heddle, uses pedals to do that, passes the weft through, expediting the process of going over and under across every bit of length of the warp threads. The threads also pass through something called the keros, which was used to solidify the weaving, meaning we want the weft thread to be securely woven properly into the warp threads. So that was the keros's job. And again, as the weaver would work, the completed woven cloth would start to accumulate, and that would be rolled onto the front roll of the Kovet HaElyon closer to the weaver. Those are the important parts of the loom as we need for our Mishnah. And so again, the Mishnah's discussion is where the completed woven cloth on that front roller became tameh to the degree that if a person were to touch the woven cloth, he would become tameh. So in other words, the woven cloth, let's say, became tameh from a mace. So the woven cloth is avatuma. And so if a person touches that woven cloth, he becomes a rishon latuma. But the Mishnah discusses, let's say he didn't touch the woven cloth itself, but perhaps the as of yet unwoven warp threads that are connected physically to the woven cloth. Or maybe he touched some part of the loom. Does he become tame in that case? The underlying question is whether we deem the unwoven cloth or the loom as connected as one entity with the woven cloth. If it's all one entity, well, then it turns out it's not just the woven cloth that became tame. The whole thing, the loom and everything else, became tame with, let's say, tumas meis. Therefore, if a person touches any part of the loom, he would become tame. Or do we say, no, it's two separate things. There's the woven cloth, then you have everything else. And thus, if a person touched something other than the woven cloth itself, he would not become tame. The Mishnah we'll see is going to teach now that the loom is not considered one entity with the woven cloth, but the unwoven warp threads that are physically connected to the woven cloth are one with the woven cloth, as well as the other items that maybe were woven or added to the woven cloth itself. The Mishnah starts with the list of parts that are not one with the woven cloth, and consequently, if the person touched any of these parts, he would not become tame, because he didn't touch the portion that has that tumas meis, or whatever avatum it is. The Mishnah says, Hanogea makovid elyon. Someone touched the front roller that the completed woven cloth is rolled onto. It's actually a point of controversy, which roller is which. The Rabbi Bar Tanura says that, like we said, that kovid elyon, literally the upper roller, refers to the front one. Other mefarshim disagree and say, no, the opposite, the upper one, the more elevated one, is the one in the back. In any event, going with the Rami Bar Tanura's interpretation, first case is one who touches the front roller of the loom, or the Mishnah says, Bekoved HaTachton, or one who touches the back roller on which the unwoven warp threads are wrapped, or if one touched Manirim, either of the heddles of the loom, which again are used to alternately lift the even warp threads and the odd warp threads as the weft thread is passed across, Umbukeris, or if somebody touched the reed portion of the loom, which is essentially like a comb that again works the weft thread, gets it properly securely into the warp threads. The Mishnah says, or let's say the person touched the bachut sheviro agabe argaman, a protective thread that was placed over purple wool. Purple wool is more expensive, so sometimes they would place another thread over that to protect it during the weaving process. But the point is, this other material was not actually attached to the threads being woven, just placed on them. Or if one touched some colored material that the weaver had placed into the fabric, thinking initially that he wanted it to be there to add a little splash of color, but he ultimately decided he's going to remove this additional fabric. So it will be removed, and that's what this person touched. And again, the case is the woven cloth itself was tummy, let's say tumas mace. So if the person touched that, he would become tummy. But if he touched any of the other above things, tahar, he remains tahar. So the Mishnah teaches that, first of all, the various parts of the loom are not considered to be halachically connected with the woven cloth. Also, the threads placed on the purple wool to protect it, they're just placed on the wool, so they're not considered connected to the purple wool. But even the ira, this colored material, which was added to the fabric itself, but being that he has decided to remove it, it's not considered halachically connected with the woven cloth. And therefore, if one touched any of these things, it's not considered that he touched the cloth. He touched a separate thing, and therefore, he does not become tame. The Mishnah says, by contrast, if the woven cloth, again, was tame on the level of avatoma, and a person touched benefesh ha-meseches, the weft thread of the weave, after it was inserted over and under between the warp threads, even though it wasn't yet pressed into place with that keres, a comb-like reed, u'bashesia omed, or if one touched the warp threads that are standing ready to be woven into cloth in addition to the cloth that was already produced, u'bakofel shaviru agave argaman, or if somebody touched a doubled cloth that was added to protect the purple wool that was being woven. The point is here it was sewn over the purple wool, so attached it in a significant way. Or if he touched some colored material that the weaver added to the cloth that he planned to leave there, tame, if a person touched any of the above, he becomes tame, just as if he had touched the woven cloth itself. For the above items are either going to become part of the finished cloth, such as the weft thread that has already been passed over and under the warp threads. Okay, the weaving isn't finished, but it's going to be part of the woven cloth. Or other items are items which are actually properly attached to the cloth itself, and therefore they're considered part of the cloth. The Mishnah now shifts to an earlier part of the garment production process, that is the step of turning it from, let's say, raw wool into woolen threads. To do this, a person would wrap the raw wool around something called a distaff, which was either a rod, or the Mishnah talks about one in the shape of a triangle, and the end of the raw wool would be hooked onto a spindle, and the person would spin with the spindle to pull the wool into threads. The Mishnah discusses where the distaff is tame as an avatama, so that if a person touched the distaff itself, he would become tame. The Mishnah says, though, Hanugea bat semer shala ima, if one touched the wool that's on the distaff, or ba'ashvayam, or in a triangular shape, distaff. The first one was more like a rod. This one's a triangle. The Mishnah rules tahar. The person remains tahar because the wool wrapped around the distaff is not considered as one entity with the distaff. So he didn't touch the actual thing that is an avatoma. Therefore, he does not become tame. The Mishnah then discusses the spindle. The main component of the spindle is a rod. It had a hook at the top where the wool would be hooked onto. But there was another component called the pika, the whorl, which was affixed onto the rod. The purpose of the whorl was to pull the wool taut as the spindle was spun to make sure that it made nice threads. So the Mishnah's case is where the main part of the spindle, the rod, was tame on the level of avatoma. The Mishnah says, as far as a person went and touched the whorl component of the spindle, the halacha is as follows. Achalopera, if he touched the whorl, before it was untied from the rod, it was still, you know, right now secured, tied to the rod, then tame. The person does become tame, for since the whorl was tied to the spindle, it was considered one with the spindle, it's all one thing, it's all one entity. And so the person touched an avatoma, he's tame. Mishapera, but once the whorl was untied from the spindle, even if it's still on it, but it's only on it loosely, and he presumably is going to soon remove it. So in that case, tahar. He would not become tame by touching the whorl, because since he is going to soon remove it, it's not considered one entity with the spindle. It's a separate thing. And thus, so here it's considered he didn't touch something which is an avatoma, and therefore he does not become tame.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.